want to turn back to this letter to the church in Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 through 7. In these words, but also in the words in Isaiah, and also in that passage from Matthew 15, you hear God's call. You hear God's call. God is calling you to live a different life. First Thessalonians 4, 1 through 7. God is calling you to a different life. Are you ready for a change in your life? Are you tired of the same old routine? Day after day. Are you tired of chasing after the world's baubles and beads, the fancy things which are only deceptions and lures Satan uses to attract your heart away from God and away from true life? Are you tired of running after things like happiness that you do not find? Fulfillment that slips through your fingers? Are you running after pleasure that lasts just for a moment and then leaves you with a dull ache? I hope that you are, because God is calling you to a life that is different from that. I want to go just to verse 7. God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. All three of today's texts, Isaiah 45, Matthew 15, Thessalonians 4, they shine like a beacon through the fog, and they illuminate for us, first of all, God's call in your life. And second of all, they shine the light on God's desire for you. And third, they show you that God helps you to answer his call. God's call in your life. Here we are, here you are. We live in a fallen world. We are all born sinners. We are born with a sinful old nature that will cling to you until the day you die. And that old nature is opposed to God, is angry with God, and that is your natural condition. Ephesians 2, 1 through 3 describes this better than anything I know in the Bible. It says, Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 3, you and I were dead in trespasses and sin, in which we once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature children of wrath, just as all the pagans. That's what I'm talking about. Are you tired of that? Because if you are, if you desire a new life, it's not because your old nature is tired of sin. Your old nature will never grow tired of sin. If you're tired of all of that, it's because God is working in your life and he is calling you to live a different life. This is one of those times when one verse unlocks the whole body of text in Scripture. The verse is 1 Thessalonians 4, 7, for God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness or in sanctification. And we need to open up that sentence and see what God is saying, because usually we read this and our minds don't understand what God's saying, and I'm that way. That's why I got so excited this week, is because I've read this verse many times, and I misread it every time. And God called me in the course of our normal schedule this week, look at what I'm saying in this verse. Satan calls you. He calls you to play in the lusts of this world. He calls you to live in sin. Satan calls you to live with bitterness towards your fellow man. Satan calls you to be angry. Satan calls you to lust. Satan calls you to deceit. Those are the unclean things Satan uses to attract your old nature. And the Bible says in verse 7, God did not call us to uncleanness. God doesn't call us to those things. God has called you in a way that is set apart from these things. The holiness or sanctification. In the second half of that verse, it says, for God did not call us in or to uncleanness, but God called us in holiness. Is God calling you to be holy? Is he calling you to be righteous? Are you supposed to make yourself pure? Is that what God is calling? That's not what this verse says. God is calling you in holiness. What that means is God's call for you is a different call. His call is in separation. His call is separate from everything in this world. It's not about you, it's about the call. That verse is about the call of God in your life. God calls you in a different way than Satan calls you. Well, how does he do that? What's different about his call? Turn to Isaiah 45, verse 20, which we read earlier. God tells us that the world follows after false gods and idols, dumb rocks, wooden totem poles, images that cannot save. God reveals the outcome of events. However, throughout time, God has always told his prophets what's going to come, and those prophets have always been vindicated. That's why God says, I have told you these things from ancient times, and they have all come true. And then he challenges the world. He says, go talk to your dumb stones and your wooden idols and see what they can tell you. Talk to them about salvation. God reveals the outcome of events and history from ancient times. In verse 21, God says, have not I, the Lord, revealed to you what will happen? And there is no God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look to me and be saved, God says. All you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. How does God call you? How is it different from the world? He says, look to me and be saved. In Matthew 15, we read of the Gentile woman. You know, in the Bible, when it says Gentile, today we should read pagan. Gentiles were unbelievers. They didn't know God. They hadn't been raised in the Old Testament. So here's this pagan woman, a Canaanite woman up in northern Syria. She heard God's call. How did she hear it? How was this call given to her? Her daughter, the Bible says, was severely demon-possessed. And she had heard that Jesus had the power to cast out demons. And so she called upon Jesus to have mercy and to rescue her daughter. Now, many people have trouble with this verse because Jesus declines to do it. He states, as we open up the text and look at it, he states, God has sent him to reveal himself to the Jews, not to the Gentiles. Not yet. See, Jesus is the fulfillment of Scripture, and the Scripture said that from the Jews and to the Jews would come a Messiah. And then through them would come salvation through the world. So the Jews were supposed to receive Jesus as their Savior. Jesus was to reveal himself to the Jews, the fulfillment of all prophecy. Jesus was not supposed to come and reveal himself to the Gentiles. You can see what would happen here. He's gone up out of Judea into Syria, into land of the Gentiles. And if he started casting out demons and doing miracles up there, the whole Gentile world would follow after Jesus and the Jews would be left behind. That's putting the cart before the horse. Jesus always was faithful to the Father. Now, he knew what was going to happen, but he was faithful nevertheless. And so he tells the woman, no. He says, it's not good to throw the food, the children's food, to the little dogs. The woman knew that Jesus was her only chance. There was no other way, nothing else in the world. And she knew that only Jesus could cast out these demons from her daughter, so she pleads with Jesus. And she says, while the bread of life is revealed to the Jews, even the crumbs are powerful to cure her daughter. And this is the call in this woman's life, and this is the call in your life and in my life. There is only one true God. There is only one Savior. And his call is to be different. His call is to be separate from the world. God's call is to be set apart. It's different in every way from the call of the world. The Bible says his call is holy, and God desires that you answer him. This is God's desire for you. He says, what are you going to do with this call? What are you going to do with it? Like I mentioned before, if we look casually at 1 Thessalonians 4:7, the reader is led to think that God's calling you to be pure and perfect. And your old nature will immediately cry out, no, I can't do it. If someone tells you, you have got to be perfect, you've got to be pure, you know immediately you can't do it. If you could do it, Jesus wouldn't have had to go to the cross. But remember, when you hear that, it's your old nature talking, and your old nature is opposed to God. The call of God is not for you to be pure and perfect. The call of God is that he is pure and perfect. And he alone has the power to save. The call of God is this, Isaiah 45:22. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. God has called you to come to him, just as the work that Jesus did called the Canaanite woman to seek him to save her daughter. So what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the call in your life? The woman acted on the call. You know, she could have just said, well, you know, I know Jesus is up in the area, but I'm really too busy. My hands are pretty full taking care of my daughter who's possessed with demons. I really don't have time right now to go see Jesus. But she didn't. She ran to Jesus because she heard the call. He was the only true Savior. God's desire is for you, like that woman, to run to Jesus. That's the call. And when you do that, God desires that you quit running after the uncleanness of this world. Quit running after the call of Satan. You can't be running in two directions. You can't have it both ways. God calls you to come, and he says, don't be looking over your shoulder at all of the lusts and the things that Satan throws up to call you back into the world. Do you remember when God sent his angels to take Lot and his wife out of Gomorrah, right? Because he was going to destroy those towns of Sodom and Gomorrah. And they were reluctant to leave. The angels actually had to pick them up and carry them out of the town. And then the angels warned Lot and his wife. They said, flee to the hills because there is judgment coming on these towns. They're going to be destroyed. And don't look back. Lot's wife looked back. As they were running, she looked back. and she was turned into a pillar of salt. Genesis 19:17. God calls you to salvation with a call that is totally different from this world. Will you answer the call? If you do, if you place your trust in Jesus Christ, then God calls you also to not be looking back. Don't be looking back at the things that Satan is using to call you. God calls you to a different life, a life that is set apart from the world. That life is following Jesus. And so let's look at those first three verses in 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 through 3. Paul writes to the Christians in the church. He says, "Finally then, brothers, we urge you and exhort you in Lord Jesus that you should abound." That means to grow more and more. "Just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what the commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus Christ. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality." In fact, all the commandments are in these verses. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourselves. Love one another just as Jesus loved you. The world will know you because you love one another. Abstain from sexual immorality. Verse 5 says, "Bring your body under control and don't be like the pagans who don't know God." 1 John 2:16 says, "For everything that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, these things are not of the Father, but of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But whoever does the will of God abides forever." And so God's call is to be separate from the world. God's desire is that you answer his call. It's a holy call. And then that you not be looking back, but live a different life. God is calling you to live a different life. And as soon as you answer that call, the battle begins. The true battle begins. Because Satan's not going to be very happy about it. Your old nature is not going to be very happy about it. And you are weak, and so am I. And so God helps us. When we answer the call, he helps us. Dear friends, this is the pure grace of God. First of all, that he calls us to begin with. He didn't have to do that. And we can't go anywhere unless he calls us. Our response to Jesus is just that. It's a response to God's grace. But secondly, the grace of God, the promise of God, that is that when we answer the call, he gives us a helper. God sends his Holy Spirit to live in you and to strengthen you and to help you live a life different from the world. And so this body of text, 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 through 8, it concludes, "Therefore, he who rejects this call does not reject men, but God who has given us his Holy Spirit." In John chapter 16, Jesus tells us everything we need to know about the Holy Spirit, the third person of God. Jesus tells us he sends the Holy Spirit to make three things clear to you when you answer the call. He sends his Holy Spirit to make three things clear to you. First of all, in your heart, to convict you of the sin in this world. Second of all, to show you the path of righteousness. And third, that you know judgment is coming. John 16, verse 8 and following. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says, will glorify Jesus Christ in your heart and mind. He will guide you into all truth. Dear friends, this is the power of God that he gives you to live that different life. And let there be no mistake. Let everybody understand God is calling you. Not because you deserve it, but because of God's pure and unmerited grace. Having heard the call, will you reject man or the world, or will you reject God and his call? God is not calling you to make yourself pure and perfect. God is calling you to Jesus. Jesus cast out the demons that possessed this woman's daughter. Jesus didn't tell the mother, go home, cast out the demons by yourself. He did it. He did the work. And friends, when you fall down on your knees and when you worship Jesus Christ and when you ask for mercy and you ask for salvation, it's God who acts. It's God who changes your heart. It's God who makes you pure and righteous. It's God who leads you and guides you to walk in a way that pleases him. How does he do it? He says he does it through his Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And his Holy Spirit, dear friends, when you answer the call, this holy call, his Holy Spirit will guide you and strengthen you to live a different life. Verse 3 says, this is the will of God, your holiness or your sanctification. Amen.
Today's radio message is brought to you by the Free Lutheran Churches of Roseau and Norlin, which are members of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations. Free Lutheran congregations are independent but work together to serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Congregations in the AFLC believe the Holy Bible is God's inerrant word revealed for the salvation of men and therefore the only source and rule of faith, doctrine, and life for a Christian. If you wish to learn more, call 463-2385. Now, for today's message, Pastor Cal Willard.